Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
WMAL Washington,
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Howard County Council has voted to designate the county as a safe and supportive place for illegal immigrants. But don't call it a sanctuary. Co-sponsors of the bill dropped the word sanctuary in hopes that it would help everyone focus on their legislation's intent, they say, to make sure county residents know they won't be targeted by police because of their immigration status. The vote is one short of the number it'll take, though, to override the veto that Howard County Executive Alan Kittleman has promised. Around 6 p.m. our time this evening, a three-judge federal appeals panel in San Francisco will hear arguments by phone in the legal battle over President Trump's travel ban.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has told the parties involved, that is the DOJ, Washington and Minnesota, to be ready for oral arguments at 3 p.m., which is 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, families and those hoping to come into this country with valid visas from those seven countries affected are on pins and needles as they watch this process go through the American courts.
Correspondent Sarah Seidner. Meanwhile, a vote is set for noon today on the nomination of Betsy DeVos to be Education Secretary. And Senate Democrats are still at this hour holding out hope they can defeat the nomination.
I think these senators have said that they're going to fight Trump on things like the Betsy DeVos nomination.
Senator Chris Van Hollen, just one of the Senate Democrats fighting to block the confirmation of Trump Education Secretary nominee Betsy DeVos. Senate Democrats pulling an all-nighter as part of a 24-hour blitz to try and block DeVos. It comes after Republican Senators Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins decided to vote against the nominee. If Democrats are unable to get more GOP support, Vice President Mike Pence will be set to cast a historic tie-breaking vote Tuesday. I'm Reid Binion.
As the number of police officers in D.C. hits a record low, a bill being voted on today by the D.C. Council is aimed at retaining officers who may be thinking about retirement.
The city went on a hiring binge 25 years ago, so these folks are eligible for retirement.
They have good reason to retire, Council Chairman Phil Mendelson says.
We don't necessarily pay police really well, but that's because they have this pension. Police officers have an incentive to retire.
Councilmember Vince Gray's bill would give officers bonuses to stay on for 5 more years past retirement age. Mendelson's not necessarily on board.
I'm not sure that he has the 9 votes.
But acknowledges there is a problem.
We can't keep up with that in terms of hiring unless we want to relax our standards, which has been shown over and over to be a mistake.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In Virginia, blaze pink is the new orange. The Virginia House has unanimously passed a bill allowing hunters to wear blaze pink instead of blaze orange hunting gear. The bill's sponsor says blaze pink has proven to be more visible than blaze orange. Many female hunters and stores that cater to them already have been considering pink as a camo option. It's a big day in Boston.
The city of Boston holds a victory parade this morning in honor of the New England Patriots Super Bowl 51 win. Fans of the team are still celebrating the record-setting come-from-behind win over the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday. Boston's police commissioner says his officers are ready and geared up for today's event. It's the third parade for the city since the Boston Marathon bombing in April of 2013, the most recent coming 2 years ago, with only thousands able to take to the streets to cheer on the Patriots after a massive snowstorm. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Your money. The Dow opens today at 20,052. The Nasdaq at 56.64. Sports: the Wizards lose to Cleveland in overtime. College basketball: Virginia upsets Louisville. Howard loses. WNBA: the Mystics have reportedly signed free agent guard Christy Tolliver. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today. 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
This is you, covered in toner because your printer or copier's busted. And this is you carefree because you upgraded with carefree office technology, a veteran-owned small business. Call 703-385-1700. Visit CarefreeOffice.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66 in the westbound direction as you come off the Beltway. Stay to the left to get by the accident. I don't see any help on the scene yet. Pickup truck sideways into the Jersey. Well, make me a little bit nervous. The driver is out of the vehicle, so please go very slow. West on 66 near Nutley Street. Waiting for help to get to the scene there. Eastbound, normal volume through Manassas towards Centerville, Fair Oaks, and up at the Beltway as well. On the Beltway through Annandale, Tyson's from the toll road to the Legion Bridge, below speed. Georgetown Pike haven't had any problems this morning. Just the volume to get you up onto the Beltway, and if you're continuing inside the Beltway. Rock Creek Parkway had a car off the road into the trees, southbound side. All lanes are southbound direction as you pass Calvert Street, so still watch for that activity. And the Maryland Beltway near Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue in Forestville, the crash over to the shoulder, but boy, the Beltway really jammed up each direction, essentially between Lanham, let's see, from near 450 over to Route 4. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll stay well into the 60s today, tomorrow, just as we were yesterday. Some showers around for the first part of the day, maybe a thunder shower. Might get some clear in this afternoon, 69. Then showers will come back early tonight, then mostly cloudy with a thunder shower possible overnight, 57. Tomorrow, sunshine early, then cloudy later, 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 51 in Gainesville, 51 in Greenbelt, and 51 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Carefree Technology. Ted Cruz and Bernie Sanders debate Obamacare. Hear it live tonight at 9 on WMAL. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in just about 30 minutes, we'll be joined by Larry Kudlow from CNBC for our weekly conversation. I'm Brian Wilson, and I'm very happy to be joined by Jesse Jane Duff this morning. Good morning again, Gunny.
Good morning, motivators. We're so glad you're with us.
Yeah, I know, it's not football season, but nonetheless, a lot of discussion going on right now about a potential new stadium for the Washington Redskins. Now, look, it's very clear that the district would like to have it, Maryland would like to have that stadium, and Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, they'd like to have that stadium. All of the different jurisdictions are fighting over where the stadium is going to be. And when you get into a bidding war like that, well, then what happens is the taxpayer often gets dragged into it. Mm-hmm. In other words, Dan Snyder, if you build this stadium here, we'll give you X in the way of tax incentives or tax breaks, or we'll give you money, or we'll throw in some cash, so because we're going to see some economic benefit from this stadium, and so we're going to help you build this stadium. Happens everywhere. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, a couple of delegates. I can't believe I'm actually agreeing with this delegate. Maryland delegate David Moon, D, Tacoma Park. I'm agreeing. Wow, stop the presses. I'm agreeing with a Democrat from Tacoma Park this morning. He says, look, we should not be spending taxpayers' dollars to build a new stadium.
There is endless literature showing what a terrible return on investment governments get when using public dollars for stadiums.
Man, there you, I could not have said it more myself. So here's my question.
How do you feel about it? I mean, you've heard my opinion. I don't want to spend taxpayers' dollars to build a new stadium. This Democrat from Tacoma Park says the same thing. Oh, there's more. Other people saying we shouldn't spend money. But how do you feel about it? Because, you know, wouldn't it be nice to have, on the other hand, arguing the devil's advocate position here, to have it in closer, for example? Wouldn't you benefit from that? Go to a Redskin game, not have to drive all the way out to Landover? Or Lord knows where they would put it in the Commonwealth of Virginia if they were to build it. Would you be okay with tax dollars being spent? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Weigh in right now. Should money be spent for the taxpayers' coffers or not? Love to have your opinion. 1-888-630-9625.
Well, I have not researched this. So whenever I hear a politician saying that they have ample publication that shows that it doesn't benefit, I question any politician telling me what I'm supposed to think. I really wish I would see the literature myself, because Moon does have another agenda. He does state that he does not support public financing going to a team with such a racist and derogatory name.
Well, there is that. Hold on. David,
you have to question that.
David Grosso is also making the same comment from the District of Columbia, from the D.C. He says the same thing, and he's got issues with the name.
So, yeah, I wonder where they're coming from.
I especially do not support public financing going to a team with such a racist and derogatory name.
Well, there's that whole issue. That's, you know, so, we want you to come to the District of Columbia, but you got to change the name.
So they got a question. I live in the area by the Verizon Center. I walk to the Wizards games, and that entire area has completely turned around ever since that stadium got in there.
Yeah. So, hold it, just a second. Abe Pollin paid for that out of his pocket.
Yes, he did. And what I would ask is, maybe how's the National Stadium helped that neighborhood? How has the National Stadium helped improve the economic prosperity of Washington, D.C.?
I think you could argue it probably has.
Right. So I think we have to really be a little bit fairer about this, not going by a politician telling us, oh, no, it's not going to work. I do understand people not wanting to spend tax dollars. Let's get the research and see it before we make a decision. But, of course, they think they're racist anyway, so it looks like a done deal.
That's a whole nother can of worms to be opened up here. As they say, can't open worms everywhere.
Canned opened worms.
That's right. But here's the thing. Abe Pollin paid for Verizon Center.
Yes, he did.
Jack Kent Cook paid for FedEx Field, as I recall. I believe I'm correct on that. He paid for it out of his pocket. Didn't take any taxpayer dollars out in Landover. And so I think that's the way it ought to be done. Why should we as taxpayers be in the business of providing tax breaks or give millions of dollars to people who are already millionaires?
I agree.
I don't know. I mean, is it not a profitable enterprise? Are the Redskins not a profitable enterprise?
Oh, they've got loyal supporters. They don't necessarily support Dan Snyder, but they support that team.
That's exactly my point. It is a for-profit organization, really, isn't it? Why should we be giving? What is the reason why we should give up taxpayer dollars to help build a new stadium? However, that being said, you know, if Virginia throws up some money and they build it out in a Haymarket or someplace, we're all going to be driving, you know, 3 hours to get to the dead.
You know, it's
game.
A D.C. team. And I would like to see the data and research. And what are we talking when we're talking about tax breaks? And what are we talking about taxpayers putting the bill? If you can legitimately demonstrate, maybe sell bonds for this, because bonds are where the taxpayers choose to invest in the city. I'm not an expert in this area. I just would like to know that it's just not some casual comment from a politician saying, oh, there's no evidence of this. Oh, but by the way, they're racist. Because then I wonder where their agenda is. It's like, okay.
Yeah. And they're conflating the issues. Raj in Vienna, you're on with Brian and Jesse Jane this morning. What do you think there, Raj?
We are tired of waiting for more and more data. And I mean, historically, what's happened to the casinos? What's happened to all the stadia? The traffic has increased, the roads have deteriorated, the crime has increased, and the neighborhood has been blighted. So, even all these malls, we are paying as taxpayers all the traffic problems, all the law and order problems, everything. I mean, even
right.
The metro.
All right, thank you for that, Raj. I appreciate that. Michael in Kensington, you're up next. What do you think about all this?
Yes, hi. The bottom line is the proverbial bottom line. Everyone's kind of missing the point here. The point is that no standalone football stadium located anywhere in the United States can ever generate the ROI that's necessary to support that standalone stadium, because it can only guarantee 10 event days per year.
Right.
That is it. That's why cities have also located other sports venues in adjacent to a football stadium, because they recognize that fact and that they can't support just a standalone stadium like what's being proposed here. Therefore, the person from Tacoma Park is absolutely correct. You can't support it. No tax dollars, nothing will make that pay for itself ever. It will never make any return on its investment.
But Michael, what's going to happen here? You and I are in agreement with a Democrat from Tacoma Park.
I understand it's painful for me too. But really, when you come down to the dollars, that has to be the major consideration.
All right, more of your calls straight ahead. Should taxpayer dollars be spent? There are a couple of Democrats who are saying not a penny. And not a penny's going to be spent if we have anything to say about it. Do you agree or disagree? Is there some place for tax-supported development of a new stadium for the Redskins? If you have a thought, give us a call, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. 815, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, very little delay to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge this morning. Why is that? Well, because everybody's hung up trying to get there. We had the long-standing crash on the Beltway in Forestville on the inner loop southbound as you come up to Route 4. That's been cleared to the shoulder for a while, but we just can't clear out those delays. So essentially, between New Carrollton and Forestville, the Beltway is bunched up in each direction. Pressure is still on, though, topside College Park and around Georgia Avenue. Taking you south on Georgia Avenue, slow as you get down toward the Capitol Beltway. 270 southbound in Rockville, still on the brakes heavy down to the lane divide. Earlier crash, now out of the travel lanes. The toll road finally have all the lanes reopened. Long-standing crash inbound eastbound toll road before the Reston Parkway, and 66 westbound. Some unusual backups as you come off the Beltway to the crash near Nutley Street along the right side's pickup truck in the Jersey Wall. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for showers today, of a clearing this afternoon, and a high of nearly 70 degrees. 57 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies and a high of 64. Then overnight gets a little bit cooler, and they say it's even possible, unbelievably, that after having a high of 64, there may be a flake overnight, a flake or two of snow. Then the low will be 42. Thursday, rain and snow showers early in the low 40s. And Friday and Saturday, well, I'll say Friday's in the upper 30s, Saturday and Sunday in the low 60s. I mean, it's just a roller coaster. Currently in the nation's capital, 50 degrees, 817 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We're talking about Redskins Stadium, and a couple of Democrats have held a press conference to say, you know what, we don't want you to spend taxpayer dollars on a new stadium. Now, they go on because they're Democrats and say, and by the way, especially if they keep that name, the Redskins. Take that out of the argument for right now. Do you believe in the idea of taxpayer dollars being spent to build a new stadium? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Clayton in Silver Spring, you're on with Brian and Jesse Jane Duff this morning.
Yes. My comment is, why don't they tax the players of the NFL 10% of their salaries to help pay for the stadium? It's their workplace, it's their career, it's their investment. I'm self-employed and have spent $500,000 on equipment. The government didn't buy it for me to make my living. So why don't they just tax the players 10% of their salary? Doesn't matter if you're a low-end guy at $500,000, you pay $50,000. If you're $5 million a year, you pay, you know, $500,000.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, that's an interesting idea. You know, but here's the thing. At the National Stadium, according to a story that I'm reading here, apparently the district put up $670 million, paying $135 million up front, borrowing another $535 million, I assume, in development bonds. In addition, the city spent $82.6 million of federal money to build the Nat Stadium. Now, look, you can argue that transformed that entire section of town.
And it did.
And it did. There's no doubt about it. But there were a lot of taxpayer dollars involved there.
Did the taxpayers see a return on that investment?
Well, that's
my first question.
And that's the hard thing to know.
And the second thing, one caller made a very good point, that we're talking about a stadium that's only used you know, what, 10 times a year, 8 times a year?
Yeah, it's different with football,
but if you can get that venue used by others, like, one thing that's not being very honest is FedEx does host soccer games, international soccer games. It also has concerts. So if you can justify it being used more than just that football season, because FedEx has selling, I get the emails all the time for tickets of concerts and various activities. You got to ensure that the neighborhood doesn't suffer. You got to ensure that the transportation is better, because right now getting into FedEx Field is not the easiest task. You're humping quite a bit. Sorry for my marine word of taking a hump. You got to walk a good distance. We call that a hump, people. You go on a hump when you get off that metro, and you better have some good walking shoes on, because you're going to go a distance to get to that. When it's cold, it's not practical.
Tom in Woodbridge has an interesting point. You're on with Brian and Jesse Jane. What do you say there, Tom?
Yeah, well, you brought it up. You got ahead of me there with all that tax money that went into the field there. The problem is the tax was for the entire city. Now you're saying, well, did we benefit? Well, who benefits? Restaurants and bars right around the place, yeah, they benefit big time. But all the other businesses that were hit with an increased business tax to pay for it around the city got nothing out of it. They just get stuck with the bill. And, you know, you look at the paychecks of the sports, the players, amazing amount of, and some of them technically live in another state, so don't even pay any taxes here at all.
Right.
So the multimillionaires pay nothing, and it's the average person. Or, like people like me who don't watch sports, I think they're a bunch of overpaid babies.
Yeah.
But I get stuck with the bill that other people. I got an issue with it. It's for a different reason than your snowflakes in Tacoma Park, but we come to the same conclusion for other reasons.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you completely, but, I mean, we probably would not have the Nationals. We would not have a professional baseball team had this not been undertaken by the district.
Yes.
I mean, that's fair. You have to say that. Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, fine.
Obviously not on that's fair. All right. Thank you for the call. Greatly appreciate it. Steve in Arlington, what do you say? You're up next.
They're about to put in a gigantic toll on I-66, and I would prefer my tax dollars to improve I-66 instead of building a stadium that I'm never going to watch football at. So, I mean, it's benefiting a small amount of people, and we all have to foot the bill, so I don't see the point in it.
Right. Okay. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. You know, look, I mean, overwhelmingly, I think the calls we're getting are, you know, we don't want to see that money spent.
But I mean, that freeway example is good, but that's federal funds. I mean, it's really a murky pot. You're talking about local, federal, state. That's what it sounds like. A lot of this went into the Nats Stadium. It went into FedEx. Lots of money from different pots. And I just would like to see it analyzed fairly, in that taxpayers can see a return on the investment. If they go that route, if you cannot justify a return on that investment, absolutely not. But you've got to have a venue that is utilized throughout the year and productively. But there's a lot of questions to be answered still, and hopefully we can resolve it.
822.
Looking for a local CPA firm with a proven track record to prepare your taxes? Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors have over 70 years of experience in tax preparation. 301-924-2160. 301-924-2160. Online at estwa.com.
You know, you got a new administration coming into town, a lot of people moving in and a lot of people moving out as the old administration leaves. And if you're looking for a realtor, you got to call my friend Frank Prindle today. Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance is an expert on the local real estate market. He has spent over 25 years perfecting a marketing system that sells homes faster and for more money than other local agents. To consider the story of George. Now, George was looking to sell his Rockville investment property. He looked to Frank for help. Frank listed it, engineered the perfect marketing plan, generated multiple offers. The home sold quickly and for top dollar. There's no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and your agreed upon deadline, or he will buy it guaranteed. Frank has been endorsed by Fox News Channel Sean Hannity. It's no secret that I trust Frank, so call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Tuesday. Kind of a nothing day, right? Just celebrating a roulette win with a locally crafted brew, then taking in a breathtaking art collection before visiting Chef Marcus Samuelson's amazing new restaurant, and maybe seeing a comedian so good you'll be quoting jokes the next day to total strangers in the elevator? Yep, that's Tuesday for you.
At MGM National Harbor, even Tuesdays can be monumental. MGM National Harbor, this is monumental.
Take the problem out of gambling. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
A lot of pressure below my eyes and above my eyes. A whole lot of pressure with headaches, a lot of tiredness, just wanting to lay down a lot.
I was having a lot of sinus congestion. It just progressively got worse. I almost couldn't function.
That's Jennifer and Mary. Both have suffered for years with chronic sinus infections.
I actually went to several doctors. I got antibiotics, allergy shots, and nothing really seemed to work.
Now, their issues are gone. How? A minimally invasive procedure done in the office of Sinus Cure called balloon sinuplasty.
I feel great. My sinuses are completely clear. It was simple.
100% better. I would encourage anybody to have the procedure.
Do you suffer with chronic sinus infections, facial pain, pressure, congestion, headaches? Find out if balloon sinuplasty is the solution for you. Set an appointment today with Sinus Cure. Call 301-968-6618. 301-968-6618. That's 301-968-6618.
Foster Remodeling Solutions is a Northern Virginia remodeling and design firm with over 30 years of experience focused on kitchens, bathrooms, additions, and whole home renovations to best fit your family's lifestyle. Foster Remodeling is committed to providing you personalized service with expert design and craftsmanship. Learn how your home can be transformed with a complimentary in-home consultation. Call 703-763-5391. That's 703-763-5391. Or at fosterremodeling.com.
It is 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In the Burke area, slight movement on the Fairfax County Parkway. Update brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute. The crash northbound on the Fairfax County Parkway, 286 after Roberts Parkway. Still some activity, but you are now getting through. And the southbound rubbernecking delays have actually eased, so a little bit better news there. Better news on the toll road for sure, but lingering delays. The crash eastbound toll road before the Reston Parkway over to the shoulder. With help now, 66 westbound. I feel a little bit better about this. Had the pickup truck into the Jersey wall. The driver was out of the truck walking around, but now police there blocking the right lane, 66 west near Nutley Street. Beltway Forestville, interloop near Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Longstanding crash had been to the shoulder, heavy each direction of the Beltway. MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute, helping women understand their unique heart disease symptoms and the treatments available. MedStarHeartInstitute.org/womenshearts. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Even warmer weather continuing to settle in here as we head on through today. A few showers around, maybe a thunder shower for the morning. Some sunshine this afternoon, up to 69. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It is now 8:26 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson, Jesse Jane Duff is in the house today. Good to have you here, Jesse.
Good morning, motivators.
Listen, it is difficult at times to be a supporter of this administration. And that apparently is especially true for Omarosa Manigault. You know, Omarosa has been very helpful to the Trump campaign. She was in put in charge of minority outreach during the campaign and did a very effective job.
Yes, I met her several times.
And she was out there, you know, doing it. And now she's working for the White House. She's also engaged to be married. And so on Saturday, Omarosa, you know, who has a reputation, let's be honest, she's got a reputation.
Of being a villain.
Tough lady. She's out there at Tyson's Corner in Virginia shopping for bridesmaid dresses with her bridesmaid. And apparently, she's just minding her own. Now, this is the way it gets recounted. She's just minding her own business, and these two women recognize her and start calling her all kinds of ugly names. If they're little children, have them cover their ears for a moment. I'm going to repeat what they called her. They called her Trump's whore, and they followed her around and harassed her while she was out there trying to pick out her bridesmaids' dresses. It got to be so ugly that the folks there had to call in the security people to escort Omarosa back to her car.
You know, and this is really sad, because in this area we have all parties and many people of influence, and we shouldn't be acting this way regardless of what party is in office.
Yeah. This is really beyond the pale.
I mean, if this happened to anybody on the Obama administration, there would have been absolute outcry, mm-hmm. particularly of racism. Where's the people protecting Omarosa right now? She's an African-American woman. Where's the cry of racism to the way she's being treated?
It's 8:28.
Will you be paying your caregiver more than $2,000 this year? Then you'll be responsible for nanny taxes.
But don't worry, Care.com HomePay has you covered for 2017. The household tax and payroll experts at Care.com take care of everything from setting up automatic payments to filing returns. No work, no worry, guaranteed. Go to Care.com/HomePay now to learn more and get a free consultation. Care.com/HomePay. That's Care.com/HomePay.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed a very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
There's a lot happening every day in your neighborhood and around the world. That's why you watch ABC7's Good Morning Washington every day to find out what's new, what's now, and what's happening next. We're there for you minute by minute with breaking news, updates, and special alerts. Plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes to help you prepare and plan your day ahead. Weekdays starting at 4:25 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, where good mornings start.
Coming up in just a moment, our weekly conversation with Larry Kudlow. Right now, time for the news, 8:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. The Howard County Council has voted in favor of a measure that stops just short of officially calling the county a sanctuary for illegal immigrants. The vote declares that Howard County is a safe and supportive place for undocumented immigrants, but not calling it a sanctuary. The county executive has vowed to veto legislation that would designate Howard County as a sanctuary. A three-judge federal appeals panel is set to hear arguments late today on the immediate fate of President Trump's travel ban.
The first question here is whether the president's immigration order ought to be reinstated until a court reaches the substantive issues. The immediate fate of the president's travel ban to be decided in an hour-long hearing later today.
Correspondent Joe Johns, we are now less than 4 hours away from a scheduled Senate vote on the nomination of Betsy DeVos to be education secretary, and Democrats still hoping at this hour to defeat the nomination.
This marathon overnight session lasted into the wee hours of the morning. It's still going on right now. Is essentially the Democrats' Hail Mary pass on that, all this to try to convince one more Republican senator to break ranks. If they get one Republican senator, that would sink Betsy DeVos' nomination. So that really prompting a lot of impassioned speeches overnight on the Senate floor.
Correspondent Sunlan Surfati. And a magistrate in France has ordered former French President Nicolas Sarkozy to stand trial over allegations of campaign fraud. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,052, the Nasdaq at 5664. Sports, the Wizards lose a heartbreaker to Cleveland in overtime. College basketball, Virginia upsets Louisville, Howard loses, and Boston throws a victory party today for the New England Patriots. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings and the mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When it comes to guiding you to and through a successful retirement, at Financial Engines, what we don't do is almost as important as what we do. We don't work on commission. We don't judge. We don't tell you what we think you want to hear. And at Financial Engines, we don't use confusing financial speak or take a one-size-fits-all approach to financial planning. So what do? We start with your goals, your dreams, and your fears, and we help create your personalized path to the retirement you deserve. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, we have even more resources than ever to help you achieve your goals. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review by an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Honey, you awake?
You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough.
It's almost impossible to put into words. You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
I was amazed. I wasn't even sure why I was feeling so well. I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Accepting all major insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Rock Creek Parkway better. The incident as you head southbound toward Waterside Drive after Calvert Street, that's been cleared. Park police say they're not working anything now. On the George Washington Parkway from the Overlooks, we're full into the rush hour here. Crossing the Key Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, 395 and over the 14th Street Bridge, 66. Listen closely. This delay is in the westbound direction. So unusual backups for you here beginning inside the Beltway. As you come out of Falls Church and off the Beltway, ought to go west on 66 out toward Nutley Street. That's where we have that pickup truck that spun out in the right lane. On the Beltway, we're bunched up coming off the 270 heading toward Virginia. Reports of a stalled car after River Road, and that looks like where the focal point of those delays are. And around the Beltway in Forestville, earlier crash interloop near Route 4, that's been cleared, but still the volume each way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Ought to get off again. Rain for the next 24 to 48 hours. Some showers early this morning with thunder shower. Then we'll get some dry weather with some sun this afternoon. 69. Tonight, showers early, maybe a thunder shower, then cloudy overnight, 57. Tomorrow, some sun early, then cloudy later with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Dumfries, 52 in Bethesda, 53 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:37 on WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall. Brian Wilson and Jesse Jane Duff in the house today. Joining us on the line, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor. Also, incidentally, the host of the Larry Kudlow Show, heard on WMAL Saturdays at 7 p.m. He's got a book out, by the way, called JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you, as always.
No, it's our pleasure. Okay, look, we heard this weekend in an interview with Donald Trump done by Bill O'Reilly that it may be a year before they can get around to doing Obamacare. So if we got a year to work all that out, what should we be taking attention to right now?
Well, I want to come back to this because I think the press is hyping that way too much. But my first point is I would like to see the Republicans pass major business tax cut and reform. I think that should be their first agenda because I think that will really stimulate faster economic growth. And the longer they wait, Brian, the longer the economy is going to postpone new investments and perhaps even risk the stock market rally, I would get to those tax cuts ASAP, first reconciliation in the 2017 budget. I wouldn't wait. I'd go right for it. Just the business side. Make it simple. The personal side can wait a bit longer until the second budget resolution later in the year. And that would include, and here's the interesting part, I'm surprised this hadn't come up yet, there's a whole bunch of tax hikes inside Obamacare. There's taxes on insurance companies. There's taxes on individual investments. There are large taxes. There's a payroll tax hike in there. There's a tax on some of these manufacturers of various healthcare devices. Get rid of all those tax hikes while they're getting rid of the business tax. And that would really give a shot in the arm to the economy in both cases. And last point, this business about they can't get Obamacare done right away. Look, every single regulation and so forth may take a while to iron out, yeah, but they sure can get rid of the mandates. They can improve the exchanges. They can provide real competition and choice. The big picture stuff can all get done this year.
That's
the stuff that will prevent the financial spiral of Obamacare.
So you're saying don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. Take the low-hanging fruit and then get the rest later.
Good point. Better than I said it. Very good point. Absolutely. And they can, and I'm sure they will, particularly these taxes that were endemic to the Obamacare, and particularly the mandates, which really screwed up everything.
Well, it seems like that a lot of people have forgotten already that Donald Trump passed an executive order that does not allow the IRS to go aggressively after the taxpayer for making this payment, the fine, that they have to give the benefit to the taxpayer. What is your thoughts on that, and why aren't we hearing more about this?
Yeah, it's a good point. It's an important point. I bet you you're right, too. I bet you you're right. You know what else? I think the executive order that he signed may well allow the administration to overturn all the mandates. That includes the individual mandates, and that includes the business mandates. And that would be a huge, huge improvement and would permit, by the way, insurance companies to have better products. You know, most of them have withdrawn from the exchanges. And it would also give consumers a chance for real choice. You know, and the idea of crossing state lines for more competition, all of that can be done. And I'm sure it will be done. I'm just amazed that now these newspapers are all saying, oh, now we're not going to get it done. Of course they can get it done. They can get the bulk of it done. Just means every little detail, regulatory detail, of which there were thousands, you know, that may take a while.
Betsy DeVos, is her confirmation vote is today. It's going to be really, really close. And two Republican senators have defected, making it necessary for the vice president to come in. Any thoughts about that?
Well, look, that's their prerogative. Senator Murkowski, Senator Collins. Senator Collins is a good friend of mine. I didn't know that he can do. That's what they want to do. I suspect that Mitch McConnell will not hold a vote unless he knows he's got 50-50 plus a tiebreaker.
Right.
And if he does hold that vote, she'll pass. I happen to think Betsy DeVos is a great lady. I know her very well. What she's done on school choice has been absolutely phenomenal, helping inner cities. You know, we have a gigantic school choice charter school operation here in New York City, which has saved so many of the inner city kids. So I am all for her. And I also want to add, I think it's nuts what these federal district courts are doing to Obama's moratorium on refugees. I think
you mean the Trump's moratorium?
Trump's moratorium on refugees. I think the guy's dead right. It's about terrorism, okay? If it were about Muslims, then Indonesia and Egypt would have been in there and other Muslim countries. It's about terrorism or coming from terrorist-laden areas, and it's a matter of national security. And I don't know, it's gone now to the San Francisco court, which is a very liberal court. I don't know what the heck they're going to do, but I think it's a gigantic mistake. Trump is right on this. He campaigned on this. It's what the country wants. Take a look at the polls. These liberal judges, there they go again, right? We used to have this problem. There they go again.
From the big picture, though, Democrats seem to be opposing this president every step of the way on everything, full bore, very loud, very shrill. Every time they open their mouth, they're just lit. Their hair is on fire. Mm. How long can they sustain that before it becomes sort of like it doesn't have any impact anymore on the American people?
Negative impact, Brian. Yeah. Negative. I think you're right. I think that, you know, they poison the political well at every single turn. Correct me if I'm wrong, but there's not a single issue so far that the Democrats have helped the new president. Not a single one. And I don't think that's what the country wants, okay? I don't think the country wants obstructionism. I do think the country would like to see some bipartisanship. And I hope the Trump administration continues to reach out, even though they may be rebuffed. So I think it's bad politics. Democratic Party, so far the left, they're not even mainstream players anymore. And I don't know how they're going to recover from this until they change their tune. My pal, Democrat pollster Doug Schoen, wrote a column about this. He's exactly right. They are digging their own grave.
We'll have to leave it there. Larry Kudlow, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, Larry.
Very much.
Thanks. It's 844.
I love it.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Oh, my gosh. You are hysterical.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Guys, are you ready for Valentine's Day? There's no one like your Valentine. And this year, treat your Valentine to an unforgettable gift that is as unique as they are. A gift from Sherry's Berries. Now, Sherry's Berries has a new product, and I got to tell you, it's awesome. Decadent chocolate truffles from Sherry Berries. It's a new premium chocolate collection starting at $29.99 plus shipping. Now, these are amazing. The truffles are decadent, rich, sweet, shareable. They're frankly just irresistible. Not your average box of chocolates. These truffles are something special. A lot of unusual mixtures of chocolate and other flavors. Every bite's going to be sort of a little surprise, and she will love it. And Sherry's Berries will deliver your gift fresh and on time, guaranteed, or you gift your money back. So choose a gift from Sherry's Berries, incredible collection of gifts. Here's how you do it. You go to berries.com, you spell out the word berries, berries.com, go to the microphone in the top right-hand corner, type in my name, Brian Wilson, Brian with an I, Wilson, and you get the deal. berries.com, berries.com, click on the microphone and type in Brian Wilson, and you get the deal. Order them now. 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, you can now use the Fairfax County Parkway. I've been talking about the major delays, but the crash now gone in the Burke area. So northbound Fairfax County Parkway, north of Roberts Parkway, traffic is flowing again. 66 in the westbound direction. We have an unusual backup here. Pickup truck into the Jersey Wall, right side, westbound 66, outside the Beltway near Nutley Street. In the Fort Myer area of Arlington, you need an extra time or might want to avoid this stretch of 110 northbound. 110 delays coming, well, they're off of 395 essentially. It's come out of Crystal City. So 110 Jefferson Davis Highway before Arlington Boulevard over near and past Fort Myer for the crash. Big delays. We're headed around the Beltway topside. We're still slow. 95 George Avenue and 270 out of Gaithersburg and onto each loop of the Capitol Beltway onto the Outer Loop River with the broken down. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll stay well into the 60s today, tomorrow, just as we were yesterday. Some showers around for the first part of the day, maybe a thunder shower. Might get some clear in this afternoon, 69. Then showers will come back early tonight, then mostly cloudy with a thunder shower possible overnight, 57. Tomorrow, sunshine early, then cloudy later, 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 50 degrees. It is now 8:47 on WMAL. All right, I got to tell you, I read this story this morning and I felt a little old.
Me too.
Do you know the movie Wayne's World is now, are you ready for this, 25 years old?
Unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. I mean, it's almost like we need to go through that time warp and remember what it was like back in the day when this movie first came out, the time warp, remember? Going back in time, that's right. Apparently, 25 years ago, this was, and think about it, this was a movie that sort of changed the lexicon. How many times do we hear words that we use every day now that were came to us from Wayne's World? When you call somebody babelicious,
yes,
that's a word that came from of Wayne's World. And
she's a babe.
Yeah. She's magically babelicious.
There's so many great scenes. How about going through the drive-in? This is Cup 31 there, going through the drive-thru.
I rulers, Ugger Ox, and a Makita cup. And then I think I would like a large with aim.
Yes, and could I please have any donut and raspberry and a unnink drink?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh, well, let me try to recap the order. A crawler, two sugar pucks, a Stanley cup, large coffee with cream, a raspberry jelly donut, orange drink, and a box of five holes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
A great movie. Wayne World was the highest grossing NSL sketch turned into a movie. The movie only in its day only cost, and it seems like a lot of money, but it's really not by movie standards, only $14 million to make. It was number one in its opening weekend in 1992. It made its money back in the first weekend, $18 million, and it became the number eight movie of the year behind The Bodyguard. So there you go.
Well, you know what's worse is when you have coworkers. I do this all the time at work. I give these references from back, you know, in the 80s, and they look at me and they have no idea what I'm talking about. They're an adults today that have no idea what Wayne's World is.
Yeah, and it was such a great, and of course, my favorite one is when they do Queen.
You know,
Bohemian
goodness.
Rhapsody.
Yeah, they're big.
Yeah, good stuff.
But that humor is only for us who were alive when this happened.
Yeah. Wayne's World, 25 years old, and we're all feeling just a little bit older today.
Today.
It is now 8:50 on WMAL. Please, please
tell me now. I really enjoy your show and your sense of humor. Please, please
tell me now. You're always right, and I love listening to you. Please, please tell
me now. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
That's a really interesting point that you make.
That's something people are going to talk about.
Yes. Where Washington comes to talk.
You're funny. You're insightful.
We're having more fun than we should be allowed to have.
Ooh. That's good stuff. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL, go.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL. Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
You've heard me talk a lot about food as medicine, but what about exercise? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Okay, this is going to blow your mind. More than half of physicians trained in the United States receive no formal education in physical activity. That's according to a 2015 Oregon State University study. But at Weill Cornell Medical College, there is now a required seminar for second-year students on prescribing the medicine of exercise. It's co-directed by my friend, Dr. Jordan Metzel. He's a sports medicine physician at the Hospital for Special Surgery in New York. The thinking goes like this. A little more time and money spent on prevention means a lot less spent on treatment. Exercise is available to every single person, has zero side effects, and works in some capacity for everybody who takes it, says Metzel. No drug fits that safety profile and has that efficacy. I couldn't agree more. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Getting started is absolutely free, so call now, 855-858-5807. Call toll free, 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs.
As the morning sun peeks through, work is already emailing you. It's 8 a.m. and they got your soul. You're stuck in a morning work black hole. And if you don't respond quick, the promotion goes to Nick. And he's a sucker. When your morning is hell, just go to Taco Bell.
Just a dollar, let us make you breakfast. Like the grilled breakfast burrito with eggs, bacon, and cheese wrapped in a warm tortilla. At participating locations, served during breakfast hours. Prices may vary, tax extra.
Oh, Commonwealth One Visa, so good and true. No other card gives me a life of the balance transfer like you. My ex-credit card, so greedy and slobbery, had rates so jacked up that my debts were like robbery. But then I transferred my debt to your super low rate. And now I feel love where once I felt hate. For the life of my balance, I'll save money so shiny, I can tell my old card to go kiss my heart.
Announcing Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's new Life of the Balance Visa card. Transfer your debt from a high-interest card to ours and get a really low rate for the Life of the Balance with no transfer fees or teaser rates. Visit Commonwealth One at cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211.
I love it when you talk financial.
Offer valid through April 30th. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership open to residents of Virginia and neighboring states.
A lot of pressure below my eyes and above my eyes. A whole lot of pressure with headaches, a lot of tiredness, just wanting to lay down a lot.
I was having a lot of sinus congestion. It just progressively got worse. I almost couldn't function.
That's Jennifer and Mary. Both have suffered for years with chronic sinus infections.
I actually went to several doctors. I got antibiotics, allergy shots, and nothing really seemed to work.
Now, their issues are gone. How? A minimally invasive procedure done in the office of Sinus Cure called balloon sinuplasty.
I feel great. My sinuses are completely clear. It was simple.
100% better. I would encourage anybody to have the procedure.
Do you suffer with chronic sinus infections, facial pain, pressure, congestion, headaches? Find out if balloon sinuplasty is the solution for you. Set an appointment today with Sinus Cure. Call 301-968-6618. 301-968-6618. That's 301-968-6618.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
8:55 now, WMAO traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Car fire, Maryland Interstate 95. Update brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Northbound 95 and heading up toward Baltimore. In delays now to get you past 695 where they're dealing with the car fire, trying to extinguish that, obviously. Southbound Baltimore, Washington Parkway, just up the crash before 32. And in Laurel, that's slow each direction on the Baltimore, Washington Parkway near 197. As for the Beltway, Alder Loop, as you try to get from Maryland into Virginia across the Legion Bridge, quite slow. In fact, almost out of Gaithersburg on 270. Had a stalled reported near River Road. Just about cleared out to the Wilson Bridge. Hang on in the Fort Myer area in Arlington. You might want to rethink using 110 if you normally take northbound 110 Jefferson Davis Highway. Have a crash before Arlington Boulevard. Big delays off of 395. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
We'll stay well into the 60s today, tomorrow, just as we were yesterday. Some showers around for the first part of the day, maybe a thunder shower. Might get some clear in this afternoon, 69. Then showers come back early tonight, then mostly cloudy with a thunder shower possible overnight, 57. Tomorrow, sunshine early, then cloudy later, 64. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 50 degrees, 8:56.
The National Mall, the epicenter of American opinion.
I didn't suffer to have my constitution trampled on.
Washington's Mall. WMAL.
I'm glad that you're speaking your mind instead of just sticking to the talking points.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 Weight Loss. You know, I get asked the same two questions every time. How much have you lost and what does it cost? Well, I've almost lost 20 pounds. I'm just a hair under 20 pounds right now and it feels amazing. And on this what does it cost thing, let me ask you something. What's the cost of being overweight? How expensive is the health care? What's the cost of not being able to do the things that you want? That's the question you should ask. So let me answer it. It's actually very inexpensive. It's an investment in yourself, your life. In fact, it could save your life while bringing the highest quality of life. Save your lifestyle. Being overweight causes so many medical issues. Get control of your weight, will you? And save yourself from potential problems. And, you know, you may say losing weight is so hard. Well, EMP 180 has been easy, and it's the right thing to do. So, EMP 180 Weight Loss. That's EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call them 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today.
Some days sound like this.
Hurry up, you're gonna be late. Oh, I can't find my shoes.
And And on those days, you don't want to hear this.
Thank you for calling. Please hold.
That's why at Comcast, we've built an app that lets you choose a time for us to call you, so you don't have to wait on hold. And why we're committed to being on time, every time. With 2-hour appointment windows, 7 days a week, day or night. If we're ever late, we'll credit your account $20. We're even opening up Xfinity stores near you, where you can try out all our new technology and find out how to get the most out of your service. We're making things easier, so your day can sound more like this.
Hurry up! The movie's about to start!
Okay, we're coming!
Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at comcast.com/service.
Did you see the recent Washington Post article that real estate commissions have dropped to an average of 5%? Well, we've been leading the way with lower commissions for years. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
If you have aortic stenosis, you may have heard about TAVR, a minimally invasive treatment option that does not require open-heart surgery. The Inova Heart and Vascular Institute has one of the fastest-growing TAVR programs in the country, and we're able to consider patients at all levels of surgical risk, including low-risk patients to whom the procedure was previously unavailable. Learn more at InnovaHeart.org/TAVR. Inova, join the future of health.
Well, coming up tomorrow, I'll be joined by Mary Walter. We'll talk about the immigration order and the DeVos vote, which is taking place at noon today. Jesse Jane, thank you so much for joining us here Mornings on the Mall. And look, there he is, as if on cue, Chris Plant.
Oh, my
Chris
God.
Why, good morning. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Donald Trump at CENTCOM, SOCOM yesterday, some comments got the media all riled up about their reporting or lack thereof on radical Islamic terrorist attacks. The Women's March people, you may remember them planning a big national walkout, all women. It's like Liz Strauss.